Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this September 21st, 2022. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in our good friend from Port Edward School District, James Benna. He is the district administrator over there. Going to get to talk to James and find out about the Port Edwards area and what's going on over there. Right now, we're going to talk Rapids, as we have Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer in with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, James.
We have Taylor and our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media in. Good to see you guys as well. Appreciate the time. Shane, how you been?
I've been well. Yeah. How about you?
Good. Doing good. Doing
excellent.
Good. Enjoying these last days of summer we have here. Mm-hmm. Getting out a little bit if you can.
Yeah, you know, with the temperatures rapidly changing already, it's hard to believe that we're through that summer months and getting rolling into the cooler months now. And
We'll be talking a little about that, but I want to start off with, because I saw recently you got to hang out with our firefighters and got to experience and do something kind of cool with them. That was kind of interesting. How did that go?
Yeah, we did the renovation or the dedication of the remodel there, and that was a nice event. The firefighters put on a great event there, and it was great to see community members coming out and checking out their investment into the fire department.
I heard a lot of really good feedback about that. People that I've never heard talk about our fire department before, mentioning how appreciative they were. Heard a lot of that, a lot of thankfulness out of it.
Yeah, you know, that addition is long overdue. They have a great space there now, and it's nice to see that there's, since they are there for 2 days straight, they have a living area that's kind of separate from the work area. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, when the public's in the work area, they, you know, their living space is kind of private, and it's really a good use, and they'll be set for decades to come, hopefully, there.
I don't want to ask you like you were the architect of it, but were there other additions made to the building?
There was the living quarters, new kitchen. They have a training room in there now. Before, they didn't have a training room.
Cool.
And like I said, the spaces are separate. It's well laid out, and it's going to be very functional. They have a dorm setting now for their living quarters, so it's like almost like a dorm room.
Cool.
But like the half size of a dorm room. But they have their own individual space that they have a private space they can go to, you know, in the evenings if they want to do whatever. And, you know, some of them work on education and or just sleep, you know, because they're up all night and take advantage of sleeping. But it's really a great space for them now.
And, I mean, just appreciate them so much. Every community has their firefighters to thank and appreciate. And being able to, you know, show them that with an event like this, with putting your money where your mouth is in some ways, and actually showing them, hey, we care. We're going to, you know, kind of do something we've been meaning to do for a while here.
Yeah, you know, and I always, you know, like to, if we're highlighting firefighters, I always like to mention the police and the street department, because they offer just as much value and just something different. But, you know, the living quarters over there were underwhelming, and it definitely needed some improvement, and it was good to see.
I watched the great work that the community media did with that project and everything, and it was nice. Mm-hmm. And watching it, I'm in the middle of it, and I'm thinking, oh, this is a little similar to what we have going on with the jail. And the renovation with that and that project and another project that we are kind of kicking the can on, and here this generation, this group of management and everybody else has made this happen, and here we are. So with that, I'm glad that you brought up the thanking our police departments and everything too, because I feel like that is another thing that we have done by the taxpayers and everybody, saying this, we give you the green light, let's go with this. I think most people can use their common sense and understand that this is a safer thing. And if it's safer for the community, it's safer for our employees there and all that. But it's also showing that, hey, we believe in what you guys are doing. We support you guys. We want to back you guys. We want to, you guys to have a safer, we want to have a safer community. So showing those things, any news about the anything, how things are going, that project is developing?
With the jail?
Yeah, with the jail. Sorry, yeah, with the jail.
Yeah, so what I was told, in a month or so, hopefully there'll be a groundbreaking, and then Otherwise, I know they're in the process of letting the project, or they're going through bids now. And yeah, it's a very, very big project, and so they have a lot to go through. And I think it'll be great for the community. It's going to be a couple year project. It's not something you're going to build overnight, and it's going to be a build here, and it's going to be a lot of activity in the community during that time, just with contractors coming in and doing those type of things. But yeah, it sounds like it's moving right along, and the city and the county have worked very well together on this project, and so it's been pretty smooth for the most part.
And just like with the fire department building, it's putting the money and into things, investing in these things. These are not things that, you know what, I feel like we should have a new jail. Let's just have a new jail. You know, there's a reason for this. There's a rhyme and reason behind all these things. And the economic impact that both of these buildings and all this stuff that's going on are going to have will be felt, will be noticed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, like you said, you know, they don't just do these things and haphazardly. It's well thought out. They have to look at the numbers. They look at, especially in a jail project, what we're paying per year to house and transport inmates to other counties and pay rent to them. And, you know, you got to balance that out. And at some point, it just becomes point of no return, and you really need to do something different. And I think that's where the county got with the jail, and it was time for something different.
We're talking about improvements to our town, and one of them that has been going on all summer long are our roads being worked on and getting a lot of work done there. I don't know if there's more construction gone on this summer than in years past. It feels like it a little bit, but I think every summer it feels like that. I will say that for what I've been able to see and experience in town, and I pretty much go on both sides of town on a daily basis almost, I thought that everything has been set up pretty well, the detours, those kind of things. This isn't an easy thing to be able to maneuver. I wanted to talk to you about the feedback you've heard from the community about it, and also how that actually gets done, like the process of that.
So, right now it's kind of a mixed feedback because, you know, look at the expressway, it's pretty busy right now. And I even question, so I guess to back up a little bit, it is a little busier in the sense that right now we have our own city construction crews working on rebuilding some streets. And we also have the Jackson Street project, which is a state project.
Yeah.
So those are contractors in town working on that project. And so that's going on at the same time. And then we have our concrete contractor in town, doing pavement concrete patching. So we do have multiple contractors in town doing basically similar things. And so there's a little more activity because of that.
I see.
But our contractor for concrete going on right now, I even asked internally, why are we doing this now? School's starting, a lot of activity. Yeah. And we're kind of at the whim of the contractor. They kind of tell us, well, we're going to be in town this day. And we're going to get started on this project, and it's kind of you're at their scheduling whim, and just happened to be the time a week before school.
So that the luck of the draw.
Exactly.
It sort of answers it, but I did want to ask, when it comes to the state workers and the city workers, are you guys able to collaborate? Are you guys able to work together at all or give each other a heads up? I'd imagine if I'm working on this street and I need this street as a detour and the state wants to work on that street, that could be quite the hiccup. So is there some collaboration between the two?
More so with our internal planning with our engineering department, because we know Jackson Street was going to be happening. And so then it's about, even with our public works superintendent, it's, figuring out a schedule of what roads we're going to work on and how that's going to impact, because we know Jackson Street was going to be closed for several months, and they're still closed on Grand Avenue there to the expressway. And so they all take that into consideration when they're planning their projects and where they're going to be and how that's going to work out. So and they do have meetings, planning meetings at City Hall with state engineers and our staff. And so there is a communication going on.
And I think that if you've lived in Wisconsin for 5 minutes, you understand that we got to get this stuff done while we can.
Well, I learned, though, that also that, and I believe there's a date in November that are the concrete contractors don't guarantee their work after a certain point. So if we choose to continue going on, it's at our own apparel. Oh. So I don't support that. You know, once we mm-hmm. get that date, then we need to stop because, as we know, concrete and winter and water, and
yeah.
I think there's just that you just need to stop at that point. And if it's nice, it's we got lucky, but
yeah,
we don't want to go past that date, which we could, but we don't want to.
Well, that makes it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As far as any future construction projects, what's out there right now pretty much is what's going to happen. Are there other big projects that we're going to try to get in before the end of October or any of those kind of things?
Nope. So they'll continue working on because Jackson Street project will work probably into October. And then they're still waiting for like lampposts and some of those, you know, supply chain issue things. And then we have, I was talking with our public works superintendent, Paul Voller, yesterday, and we have some up on the avenues north near High Street that they're working on some projects there. So that's kind of out of the way, but they're forging through. I was told that they hit concrete, or not concrete, but bedrock. And so they're dealing with that right
yeah,
now up there.
That's
and,
fun.
Yeah, and that's kind of an interesting, you know, chain of events that came about because you don't know if you're going to hit it. And so they did. So that kind of slows them down a little bit.
I had a big project I worked on once, and we were just getting, we're building the whole house, and we're just starting on the basement. And like the first day, we hit bedrock. Like it just through the whole, like 6 months, the whole project was thrown off from it. It can be a real,
it's hard
it can
to
be a doozy,
to remove. And so, so they're going to be working up on that until they get it done or they hit a point where it just makes sense to stop and then we'll pick up next year. But yeah, bedrock was not probably anticipated. That we knew there was bedrock and there was a channel already there from the previous utilities that were put in, but with the new design and wanting to get greater depth because obviously the deeper we go, the less chance we have to worry about water main breaks and those type of things. So it kind of put a wrench in things, but they'll work through it. They're used to it. They're around here.
Always like to remind people that while the construction is going on, slow down, be safe. You have no reason to be looking at your phone. Keep an eye on the road and all our construction workers, and they're just trying to make our roads safer for us.
Especially expressway right now. It's one lane, and it is busy traffic, and then you throw a train in there, and it does not help things at all.
No. Slow down and keep your eyes open. We were speaking with Mayor Shane Blazer of Wisconsin Rapids, along with Taylor and our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. And Mayor, I kind of wanted to get into some of the council meetings that have taken place recently. Any news coming out of those that you think the audience would like? That there's a Parks and Recreation Committee meeting. There's been a couple of others.
So, yeah, I think the biggest thing we had a long council meeting last night, and the bulk of that was a discussion on a transitional housing project that's taking place in the community. And then last night was the vote to approve the conditional permit for that, and it is going here on the west side off of Chase Avenue. And it's a building that's there that's been sitting idle for a long time, and now they're going to interject new life into that. And I there's neighborhood concerns, which I think they're absolutely valid concerns. Mm-hmm. I lived in a neighborhood where we had a house that was converted into basically a transitional housing for people coming out of drug and alcohol rehabs. And, you know, and there was some concerns in the neighborhood years ago, and it worked out in our neighborhood, and we didn't have any issues, and they were just people transitioning back into the community that needed that help. And hopefully this will be the same situation, and we'll see what happens. But it was definitely a long conversation last night between supporters and people that didn't support the project. But I was glad to see that it was approved, and we can move forward on it. And it's going to interject a couple $1 million into a project, and it's going to be a very nice facility, I hope.
I think that Rapids is done better than some rural communities, especially coming out of the pandemic, but I believe that every community could use money. That right there, I think, is noteworthy. Mm-hmm. I think giving people an opportunity, giving people a sometimes second chance, is part of what our country is all about, and we lose sight of that. We lose sight of what it's to be an American.
Right.
But also, I want to put on this part of it, too, because I don't want to make light of anybody's concerns about their neighborhoods or anything like that. I come from this. This is my background. This is what I was born and raised in, growing up around, living around people like this that are struggling with this. And I will tell you that I'm not saying I know how everybody's soul looks or anything like that, but 99% of the people that I lived around were good people. They were in a bad situation, mm-hmm. and they had bad things going on around them, but they did not have any interaction with those things. They were just trying to live their lives, get on the L, get to their job in the city, and come home and just mm-hmm. be safe, just make it back safe. This is an opportunity for these people to be in a decent neighborhood, because I know that neighborhood. I even know that apartment complex a little bit over the years, have had friends living there and stuff. And there's a couple of factors here that I think are key that seem to get lost on some members of the community. For one, if I'm a owner and I want to buy that land and buy that building, what do you think I'm going to do? I'm tearing that whole dang thing down. I'm tearing that down. I'm putting up my own business, my own set of apartments and everything that I'm going to charge whatever I do for them and everything. I'm not going to. This is not going to happen. That's for darn sure. If I'm owning this thing and I'm building, I want a business there. I want to put an apartment complex there or something like that. I think that we could use houses, but we don't necessarily, we are not in the situation where we need apartment complexes. We're doing fairly well with that. I know we could use more inventory as far as houses go and everything, but that's a different topic. This building was just sitting there, and it hasn't been used for anything really that good for a long time. Now you're telling me I can make money off it, I can give people another opportunity, and all I got to do is just gives people an opportunity, give a chance, just have a chance there. I'm not saying that it's, well, crime is going to be zero in that neighborhood and they're never going to have any issues. I can't predict the future. I don't know. And that's why I have a concern for people in that community that have that concern. But I'm trying to talk to those people right now, and I'm telling you, what you're worrying about, I don't think you have as much to worry about as you think. I think sometimes that we get focused on the news and we see what's going on in big cities and we think, oh, that's going to happen here. There's so many factors that had that happen there that are never going to happen here. There are outliers. There are things that just are not going to be. And giving people an opportunity, there's never a bad time to do that.
Yeah, and this building isn't a building where I can ring a doorbell and say I need a room for tonight. This is a building where it could be a week or two process, but I have to apply. I have to do a background check, criminal history, drug test. You know, they're going to run the drug dogs through there, and that's part of the deal if you want to stay here. And so, yeah, I think it's going to be very highly monitored. They have a live-in person. They have cameras inside and outside. Yeah, it's very well thought out. It's, you know, Mary's Place is up in Marshfield. They've been there for over a dozen years and had a lot of success, and they're going to remake that and remodel it here. And you know, with the support of foundations, they have good financial backing and money to operate and get off the ground, and it'll be good.
It's an important note to make that the people that are going to be staying there, this isn't a handout. This isn't something that this is a hand up. This is an opportunity to get your life straightened out and everything.
Yeah, and these aren't necessarily just individuals. There's also people, families, you know, couples with kids that, you know, this will help them transition, you know, from the situation they're in. Potentially, you know, I hear about people living in their vehicles, and so, you know, if this will help, you know, 6 months to a year, you can be there, that help them kind of get established, talking to the landlord association. It'll give them a reference then, you know, so they can put on an application to rent a house or an apartment and be able to go through that process there, which will help those people transitioning.
It took me moving away and coming back to really gain a lot of pride in this area and my time here and my experience here. There's been a couple of things that have happened, especially in the last 3 years, that just make me so damn proud of this area. And this is one of them. This is one of those things where I'm like, I am so thankful that my zip code, my address is here in Rapids. And I didn't always get to say that as a kid, but I am very proud of that now. And it's things like this that make me very proud of it. When it comes to that's another thing I wanted to touch upon with you, because you got some employment opportunity. We wanted to talk about there's a public workshop Wednesday, October 5th from 6 to 7:30 at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. That is going to be we ask you to come provide your feedback on creative placemaking for public art that's going on. So I'm sorry, it's not an employment opportunity, but it's an opportunity for people to you know, get their art out there and have some fun with that. It's a very cool kind of thing that the Cultural Center is doing.
Absolutely. And yeah, we're looking forward to that. And I know, you know, working with our community development department, you know, creating that sense of place is important for attracting people to our community, attracting businesses, and, you know, and having these placemaking ideas or opportunities for people that live here.
I did see that there were the police department is doing some hiring right now. I did see that, so I did want to mention that. That's what I wanted to mention.
So yeah, we're in the process of looking for a police chief. Mm-hmm. We've attracted some, we filled some positions here, in the last handful of months, and Taylor was one of them, and we've done we've picked up a lot of great people here, and we want to keep that going with a police chief and go forward.
So I'm not in the running. You're telling me I'm not going to be in the running for that, because I kind of understand it makes sense. I probably shouldn't have ever even been thought of, but I did want to throw my name in the ring.
Well, you might as well. You never know. Change is good. Change is all right. But you also brought up Park and Rec, and I think we should just really touch quickly on, there was a good discussion on the dog park. Yeah. We did get a feedback from the DNR, a letter saying that there's no wetlands and that there was an old creek bed in there, which a large ditch that we're trying to figure out what to do with, and they said we could fill that in. So kind of did a very rude mock-up of a plan there, and starting to get some price quotes and for fencing, and so we're hoping this winter that our streets department and parks department will work on some brush clearing, land clearing to create that dog park space, and then do fencing, and we have some lights and some water that we want to get in there, and so that's really kind of rolling along here, and hopefully through the budget process that will get approved.
Excellent news. For those that don't know, where will that be located?
It's off of Saratoga Street, kind of near 23rd Street, near the Family Center. We own probably a dozen acres up there, and so a part of that will become.
I have to say, I like the idea of it being close to the Family Center, too. There's something about that. I don't know. I like that combination.
There'll be a large dog park, and then there's also going to be a small dog park. They're all connected right there, and kind of what I've gone into this, and I told Park and Rec that this needs to be a city project. Sometimes we do partnerships, and a lot of times that partnership falls apart, and the city ends up with it. So I'm going into this that the basics of a dog park we'll put in there, and then should there be Friends of Dogs in Rapids, a group that want to maybe look at pavilions or picnic tables or dog park amenities like agility equipment, that maybe a group can come together and kind of pick out some of those things and fundraise and do projects and kind of create that space and make it their own that way. But I think we need to do a dog park here, and
I agree.
It's time. It's long overdue.
I think so. Well said. And the community is going to back it, and it's going to get use. Mm-hmm. If you want to know how popular dogs are around here, even if you don't have a dog, call a groomer and try to get your dog in to get groomed right now. It's a six-month wait at the very least. We got a lot of great groomers in this area. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of them, and they're all booked. They're all busy. Wow. There's so many more dogs in this area than I think a lot of people realize. And we've talked about this before. There is a connection here. The greatest economics, people will tell you, the rise of certain cities and their economy and their population coincides with them being dog friendly. It's just the way it is in the 2020s here going forward. I don't know if it'll always be this way, but it's a lot of dog lovers out there, man. I mean, if I was running for office, I wouldn't even bother saying anything I'm doing. I'd just go out there with a dog. It doesn't matter. I'm not a Republican, Democrat. I love dogs. That's it.
I have my lab, and I sure enjoy my lab.
Something about dogs. Sir, we always appreciate the time. If people have follow-up questions, want to talk to you about some other things, how can they reach you?
Give my office a call at 421 or 715-421-8202, or email. Check our website out. All our email addresses are there, and we're willing to assist if you need assistance.
That website is wirapids.org. You can go there anytime and reach out to the mayor and the staff over there. And I want to say a big thank you to Taylor and our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Be sure to go to YouTube and type into there Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Subscribe to that page to keep up to date on all the great work that they're doing. We will take a break, but we'll talk again real soon, guys. Thanks so much for being here. We'll take a break, and we'll come back and have some more Morning Magazine for you on WFHR, locally grown radio.